Metallica. Headlining the Welcome to Rockville Music Festival. Two different nights, two different sets. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for all information. Get your tickets on sale right now.
By the way, before I wrap up this hour and we go to Manny Navarro at the top of the hour, I just wanted to ask something on the side to have a little fun. What was worse, the national anthem of the NBA All-Star Game with Fergie or the halftime show that was on this weekend in the NBA Finals? Because I got to tell you, see, I like rap. I love rap. But rap live is a hit or miss. And I'll tell you, it's mostly miss. Most rappers don't sound good live. It's just not it's not an easy thing to translate on a live version of it. Okay? Like Chuck D sounded great. Run DMC sounded great. Lupe Fiasco is fantastic live. But there are certain rappers that didn't sound good. And I got to tell you, that halftime show, Chance the Rapper, he probably sounds better on record than he did live. Lil Wayne sounded like crap. I don't know what DJ Khaled does. He looked like a complete waste there. Okay? I don't even know why he's even on a mic, to be honest with you. But whatever. And then I don't know who the auto-tune dude was. But again, auto-tune, there's nothing impressive about that. You know, I found it that in such an important All-Star game where you were like the Jennifer Hudson thing was like, that's real right there. You know what I'm saying? When I see Jennifer Hudson in the pregame and then you watch that crap at halftime. And look, I get it. I sound like the old man on the lawn or whatever. It sounded like garbage. I'm sorry. It was terrible. Now, it does give Fergie a race for worst. I probably will give the nod still to Fergie because she was just overdoing it so terribly. And I know she can sing because Fergie can sing, but she was just overdid it. Whatever. But I will say this, man, at halftime this weekend in the All-Star game, they did their best to put one crappy performance there. I mean, seriously, dude. John Legend, Bruno Mars. I mean, I could just come up, Justin Timberlake. I mean, put some real talent at halftime. Okay? Real talent at halftime for the celebration. It was such an important All-Star, celebrating Kobe, honoring him, all that stuff. Man, I just thought it was a good weekend overall, but that halftime show, wow, was that thing garbage. I mean, it was straight hot garbage. Let me see if anybody helped me out on who was Mr. Auto-Tune.
AJ Epinesa, Alex Diaz wants, huh? Where else? Anybody help me? Nope. None of you guys helped me out with whoever the hell that auto-tune guy was. I mean, that was terrible, dude. Terrible, terrible, terrible. You had to be, what, like 15 to like that? 12 to like that halftime show? And DJ Khaled, I got to tell you something. You look like such a slob with your pants like down. I I know I sound old. But I don't understand that style of the pants hanging under your ass. It just looks terrible. Again.
Want to show off your designer underwear.
Yeah, exactly. That makes a lot of sense.